There have been a lot of things about theory that I've written over the years, making sense of information that's very hard to find good information on. Academic explanations rarely go beyond the surface of music theory. So if you go in search of answers in that venue, you've always got to keep in mind that whatever you read is a very flat explanation of what's really going on with that particular theory. I like to view music theory as something that's in motion, kind of an ocean that goes out, comes back in. The different concepts interrelate in a way that create movement, and that by understanding that movement between different types of theories, you understand music far better because it has some contextual basis. And it's weird because over my lifetime, the things that I've pondered the most were the things that I had to figure out on my own. After I had exhausted looking under all the rocks that I could to find the answers to, at least what I thought were pretty simple questions. What's a beat? What's the difference between 2-2 and 4-4? I mean, really? How do you make sense of all this major and relative minor business? How do you read the hidden innuendo that a composer puts into a piece so that you know how to play it? Now, you might ask yourself those very same questions and perhaps think you even know the answers to some of these. And while you might not think that having solid answers to those four particular questions is all that important, your understandings of the answers to those four questions defines you as a more advanced musician who understands more about music than the average person. You see, I think it's hard to see on your own how music moves under the surface, but it does, and all the best musicians understand this fact. If you are a beginner, you don't have the experience or knowledge to understand how powerful this inside knowledge really is. It's the same when I tell you that everything depends upon 8. 8 is the answer to most every question you have in music theory. But 8 is such a wide concept that has such far-reaching implications in so many different theories. It's hard for people to just focus on the number 8 as the most important concept. The 1-4-5 concept is mind-boggling as well. Just the thought that you can produce just about any piece of music with 6 chords is pretty enlightening. Now, the thing that I enjoy a lot about talking music theory is that it allows one to speak of music in certain generalities. Obviously, you can't play every song out there with just the 1-4-5 chords, but you can play a tremendous number of songs with just those chords. And of course, playing by ear is a lot more than just being in command and knowing all your chords. It has to do with a lot of other things that you've learned along the way. The private path that you follow to teach yourself to play better is unique to you. When you can understand the inner workings of advanced music theory from the mind and scope and view of a master, although you yourself may be just a beginner, that information puts you in a position that the average musician doesn't even begin to comprehend. In your search for information and answers to your questions on how to play by ear, the answers given are in some form of a tip or a trick, some proficient thing you can do with your fingers that makes you sound good. But in the end, it is the advanced comprehensive knowledge of the expert that will make you an expert well before your time.